was running the Ding Ho in Cambridge, I would go hide in this bar called the Inn Square Men's Bar, Ladies Invited. It was a famous, famous rock and roll joint. One day I went in, there was no band playing or anything, and I realized that this old bloke at the bar was Ian Stewart, who was basically was the keyboard player for the Stones. He looked like an old jazz musician, kind of a frumpy older guy a little bit. So he ended up doing a bunch of other stuff for the Stones and certainly playing in the studio a lot with them, and then showing up at concerts sometimes too. But he was with the Stones. And I sat down, I got a place across the street, come on over anytime you'd like. After he was there a few times, he pulled me aside and he said, I haven't felt anything like this since London in 65. And I didn't appreciate it then, so I hope you appreciate this now. So from that point on, I sort of did. I sort of realized that we were riding a tiger.
Who would you say influenced the way you write your material?
It sounds haughty, but Twain. Twain is the humorist I've spent the most time with. Vonnegut certainly helped. Then everybody. You know, you got a million great friends that are comics. But I've never sort of like worshipped stand-up comedy the way other people seem to. A lot of it always seems sort of base.
In terms of your stage presence, is there anybody that you look to that you thought, you know what, this guy seems comfortable on stage, I want to be like that?
You know, I think I kind of came to that on my own. Or it was just friends of mine who just sort of knew how to deal with whatever insane psychedelic situation we found ourselves in, and they just sort of knew how to act like they belonged there. I just sort of learned early on that there's a certain fluidity, there's a certain matter-of-factness that helps you with people to sort of get to the audience's inner dog, their best instincts. Some of the very best people are just mild exaggerations of themselves. You know, Stephen Wright's a mild exaggeration of himself. I mean, his mind works. It's the same mind that's on the stage.
Did you always like comedy?
Yeah. When I was young, I liked all of it, and then I started to get more discerning.
Did you listen to a lot of Bob Newhart or Stan Freberg?
Sure, I listened to Newhart. But I wasn't as much of, again, a lot of what I did was reading. You know, there wasn't this sort of electronic everything. You know, I would love the comics on Ed Sullivan or whatever. One of the great thrills of my life was get to know and become friends with Alan King before he died. I loved Jerry Lewis when I was a kid. I think because of the nature of my childhood, I always preferred comedy to any sort of tent stuff, and to this day, that's the case. I don't want to watch gory things or stuff full of tension. I've been through enough tension in my life. Big thing I learned from Twain is just take the conventional wisdom and the rhetorical question that they think they've left you no choice on, and almost inevitably go in the opposite direction. I mean, and it's a matter of being comfortable out there. And oddly enough, I'm probably more comfortable on the stage than just about anywhere else because, among other things, in this odd way, I know it's the one place where I'm going to be left alone. When you're sort of renowned, the whole world treats you like you're on a permanent first date. Basically, I'd love to be able to do it anonymously, which is sort of why I live where I live. Not a lot of people know what I do, and if they did, they probably wouldn't dig it that much.
So how exactly did this Lawrence Arts Center performance taping come about? Did you approach Louis C.K. about it? Did he approach you?
The night Call Me Lucky debuted at Sundance, I happened to talk to Louis, and Louis said, I want to do a special with you. And he explained it. I knew what he was doing. He does these specials on his website, and he directed the public, and they do really, really well, and it cuts out the middleman. And then afterwards, we can sell it to somebody. And Louis obviously has a huge public, and they just explained that to me. And I know he's always respected me as a comic. He came up in Boston, and when he came along, I was pretty established or whatever. So I always said about the Call Me Lucky, it should have been called Thank God I Was Nice to That Kid. It's amazing. I'm starting to think that the secret of my success is other people's success.